Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today is the Power of Christ Daily, the 9th of July, 2015. The title is Faith, Doubt and Unbelief and all that, but Faith Fully Persuaded. Faith Fully Persuaded. You know, yesterday we had to cut off the recording halfway because it was not loading. So now, yesterday we were dealing with 1 John 3, where it says, those who practice righteousness, that means do the right thing, are born of God. And also it goes on to say, those who practice sin, continue to sin, are born of the devil. Now, this is a very powerful and very scary statement. But this is Apostle John, writing about 30, 40 years after Christ, is still reminding people of this. Now, So I looked at myself, what happened to me? I was in so much of sin, terrible amount of sin. And yet, my bad words stopped the very day. I said, Lord, I obey you, Lord. I want to obey you. And how did it stop? In fact, it stopped. And then somebody said, boss, you don't talk bad words anymore. Then only I realized, hey, it's gone. Now, I used to come home and just shut up because I used to be very verbally abusive, you know. So I'll come home and just keep quiet. How was I able to do that? How was I able to now care for others? Oh, I don't want to do wrong anymore. And I started wanting to do right, want to serve, want to help others. This is one of the signs of a person who has come to Christ and admitted that he wants Jesus and believes in Jesus. What does a sinner's prayer say? If you, Romans, you know, in Romans it says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, died on the cross and rose again. God raised him up again and now he washes away your sin. His blood washes away your sin. Our sin was nailed to the cross and that God, Jesus, has taken our sins and now you are made, all things have passed away, all things are made new and we start again life, brand new. Now, this is where I begin to believe that this is where many of them are suffering. There are many, many who have told the sinner's prayer, but their life didn't change. And I used to be sorry. Why? What happened here? My life was changing. Now remember, brothers and sisters, don't look at my faith. My faith is, yes, compared to some, my faith may be higher. But we all are growing in faith to faith. You know, maybe I'm longer in this, going faith to faith. But our faith can only be in Christ. Our Christ gives us, everyone is given a measure of faith. And we have to use this faith. But you see, the problem here is, if they have told the sinner's prayer, confessed by their mouth and believe in their heart, and the Bible says you are saved. Believe what? That Jesus Christ died on the cross for you and he was raised. And your sins are washed away by him, by his righteousness. He gives us righteousness. By his grace, not of works. We didn't do anything to gain this because whatever we do cannot take away the sin. So only Jesus did it. But if done that, why their life didn't change? Why couldn't they stop sin? They're going on and on. Remember, may you prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers. The soul has been settled. When the soul is not settled, their lives are in a mess. They really cannot be free and really grow the way God has designed it. Holy God, loving God. There must be love. Love for all. Why? That is why I begin to believe that it's because the heart. Abraham, the Bible says, was fully persuaded, fully convinced that whatever God has said will be true and he will do it. So our people, the people who have told the sinner's prayer, maybe they went to a church gathering and sometimes they make promises without putting conditions like, you know, all your business problems all be settled, come to Christ. That's not true, la, brothers. First, your soul must prosper. Then God will lead you. Yes, all that problems, one step by step, will change. And because as you change, as you more faith, more belief, more doing more righteous works, because you're not trying to gain salvation. Salvation comes from Jesus' righteousness. The Bible says, if you do right, once you have got salvation, once you have got Jesus and the Holy Spirit in you, and the blood of Jesus with you, the Spirit of God will convict you and change you and move you, and you will begin to do the right things. Now, of course, when you do the right things come to you. We know when you have love in our heart, God puts love in our heart. When we come to God, He takes away our sins and puts love in our heart. And we begin to have love, and we begin to have love for all, things begin to move in our favor. That's normal. That's what is given. So therefore, we have to be persuaded in our heart. That means the people who told this prayer believed in their head, but it didn't go down to their heart. It didn't go down to their heart. The HeartMath Institute, I've spoken about it before, they have a heart rate variability monitors, and they have different rhythms they find for different feelings in the heart. They found that those people know self-motivation books and the motivation, and they keep on repeating, I am rich, I am rich, I am successful, I am bold, I am whatever. They keep on repeating, wearing repetitions on and on and on. They found that when people do that, though, their test shows only 15% of the people, there was reaction in the heart, belief in the heart, that they what they are saying. So what they are saying was in line in the heart is accepting it, only 15%. But now, that is the same thing. So if that's the case, many people who tell the sinner's prayer, their heart not believing Jesus Christ died on the cross and their sins are taken away. Old things are passed away, all things are new. Their heart is not believing. Why? Even the self-motivation boys are doing this, only 15% of their heart believes. When they keep on repeating, they're serious people, no? They keep on going to camps and become rallies and all that. But yet only 15% of their heart is responding to what they are actually saying out of their mouth. So that gave me an understanding. That means these people who are continuing to sin, they didn't believe in their heart. Their heart didn't believe. So now we have to make the heart believe. Those of us who are still suffering with certain things, certain sins or whatever, we now have to make our heart believe that God has truly washed away all your past sins. Tell the sinner's prayer again, that you believe and that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you and was raised again, and He has nailed our sins to the cross. He has taken our sin, our shame, our confusion, our everything. He has taken everything out of us. All the rubbish, He has taken it out of us and given us righteousness. He has given us His righteousness about us. So what we are, I am love. God is love. I am made in the image of God. I am also love. Now, the question is where to manifest. My heart has to believe I am love. Only then I can love. So one of the signs of a born again, in the spirit, God says, born again is that accepted God, Jesus Christ, the Lord and Master and Savior, is you will love. You love people. You love others. You will begin to say, I don't want to do this wrong anymore. Now, if you're continuing to sin, of course you don't love others. You're damaging others. I've damaged a lot of people already with my sins. So we don't want to do this. So now we have to make our heart, persuade our heart to believe the sinner's prayer that we told. The sinner's prayer, that is Jesus Christ's righteousness has come upon you. He has taken away all your sins. Therefore, no need to continue in sin because you're not in sin. You don't have the sin. So what you are in Christ. Now your heart has to believe what Jesus says you are. You are righteous in Father God's eyes because His blood has covered your sins, has washed away your sins. Now because you now, sinless now, when you have accepted Him in your heart, believe in your heart that this is true, then you start life new, but go sin no more. That is why I remember the Mary Magdalene's case, where they wanted to stone the woman to death because she was in sexual immorality and all that. They brought there, they wanted to stone her to death. And then Jesus won't lift His eyes up. He was writing something on the floor. And then He said, those who have no sin, cast the first stone. And then everybody, one by one, dropped the stone and went off. The youngest dropped last. The oldest fellow dropped first because he got plenty of sin, they know. Youngest fellow, of course, less sin, so he doesn't win. Finally, he dropped the stone and went off. Then he asked the woman, where are your accusers, woman? She said, there are no more, my Lord. Then he said, I too will not accuse you. Now go sin no more. Go sin no more. Now you begin to meditate. Why? Our heart has to be fully persuaded that you have now no more sin. Once you have accepted Jesus Christ there, He has washed away. Now tell the sinner's prayer again because you've been sinning before. even maybe yesterday or this morning, now tell again. Now when you tell again, and now you have to believe in your heart. Believe in your heart. Now your heart has to be made to believe. God as Jesus Christ actually taken your sin away. Now, sin away why? Not for you to now plan yourself to get, I want my business done, I want this done, that done. No, no, leave that all first. Have love for all. When you have love for all the good things will come to you. So receive God's love today, brothers and sisters. Receive it in your heart. Receive it in your heart. Receive it in your heart and begin to release the love. In Jesus' name I pray. This is the first step to faith movement. Faith moving you from glory to glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Also, brothers and sisters, in the name of Jesus Christ, we can command our heart to believe. That's it. We have Jesus Christ. We have the name of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ. You begin to call on the blood, call on the name, in the name of Jesus Christ, command the heart to believe this. You are righteous in the sight of God. You are righteous in the sight of God. And you will begin to do the right things from today in the name of Jesus Christ. Command your heart and mind to believe in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray. Amen.